Electronic waste from Western countries, including Australia, is flooding Southeast Asian nations after China shut its door to foreign rubbish. It's fueling a Chinese boom in illegal scrap recycling facilities in Thailand, with companies banned from operating in the home country, setting up shop there. E-waste, as it's known, can be mined for valuable metals, but it can also contain toxic chemicals. Southeast Asia correspondent Catherine Disk travelled to Chuchensau, east of Bangkok, to file this report.
In the agricultural province of Chuchensau, 2 hours east of Bangkok, Payao Jerungwong is tending to her vegetable crops, but her farm is under threat. She says toxic waste has poisoned the well she's relied on for 20 years. I use this water for cooking, boiling and drinking, but the condition of the water in the well is unusable now. She takes us to her well and using a rope pulls up a bucket of water to show us the contamination. She says she noticed a change in the water a year after the plant started operating. The colour of the water started to change from clear to orange and it smelt very bad. Her problem started when a nearby Chinese-run recycling plant started trucking in tons of foreign electronic waste in late 2017. The e-waste started piling up after China banned contaminated shipments from the West last year. It comes from a range of wealthy Western countries. According to Thai customs data, imports from Australia to Thailand shot up from 455 kilograms in 2017 to 250,000 kilograms last year. But this is just a fraction of the e-waste flowing in, with Thailand's lax environmental laws making it easy for traders to breach the border. Penchorm Satang from Earth, an environmental NGO, conducted water testing for residents in Chuchensau, finding toxic levels of iron, manganese, lead and in some cases arsenic and cadmium.
As the communities suspect that there are some problems happening to the water sources.
The local government then conducted its own tests and found similar results, prompting authorities to investigate. Police raided the facility and discovered the plant was operated by a Chinese-owned company and suspended it for illegally processing foreign waste, but it's not clear if any further action has been taken. Tamonwan Wanapilan has been leading the community fight against the plant and is frustrated at the lack of progress. China said this was having a toxic impact on their people, so their government banned it. So people can't do this in China, and they are illegally smuggling it to Thailand. Dozens of illegal scrap processing factories have sprung up in provinces close to Thailand's main port, many of them Chinese companies looking to cash in. Penchorm says investigations by her team of environmental scientists and engineers have led to a number of high-profile raids on factories and containers coming into port over the past year. While the Australian government says it hasn't received any reports of improper exports to Thailand, it's committed to stamping out bad behaviour. But pressure is mounting on the world's wealthy nations to develop their own onshore processing industries to cope with the global shift in waste markets. This is Catherine Dias reporting for AM.